broadcasting from a state-of-the-art studio from 1953. It's Dead Air on KCR.
Space Boy is now spreading
now,
eagle.
Space Boy,
right
you
now.
Can attest to this. I was talking to you earlier today, and I was like, is there any way we can maybe play this song? And he's mouthing the words. can we play this song tonight? And Space Boy said, look, we have entirely too much music as it is now. We can't do it. So at some point, we're going to get this one in. But it's such a good song.
This is my favorite song of all time.
It's a good song.
It's beautiful.
Wrapping up Dead Air again.
Kind of surprised it's not a Smashing Pumpkins song. It's not your favorite song ever. I'm just saying. I know you, bro.
That is the glower of doom. You are getting it right now.
What did I do?
Ice grilled.
I kind of thought his favorite song of all time would be 1979 or something. I don't know.
Oh, look at the offense on
his
face.
I hate that song.
Hold on. Offense on his face.
Just leave. Just we don't need you for the rest of the show. You can just go.
Wow.
Make yourself busy
offensive.
Doing something.
That's better.
That's worse than me calling Billy Corgan powder. And we don't even
all right.
Care.
No one, honestly.
All right, let's try this again.
Cut that out. All right, stop it. Everyone stop.
I feel another creative edit coming in one of the podcast breaks.
Anyhow, so, Baldzilla just said, come on, Space Boy, wave that wand and say, eat slugs.
I know how that spell goes.
Wait, I did that already.
Well. What else did he eat in that video? Do you remember? Crickets? Were there crickets in
there? I can't remember.
A friend of mine is... it's kind of a tricky subject. I don't know that she listens to the show or not, so I don't know how much I can go into it, but she's being... What, are you laughing at the notion that I have friends? Is that it? Or?
No, there's just a comment that could have been made.
Yeah.
I saw it a million times.
Yeah, I saw it too.
I was looking for drops. That's all.
So, what's up with this friend?
How dare you? How dare you?
A friend.
Yes. Getting a little.
What you're doing. And I like it.
Har har. no. She is being, I don't want to say pursued, but she signed up. For, let's just say that an ex-boyfriend of hers is still trying to get a hold of her, and it's long past the point where there should be any sort of contact whatsoever, and he's Facebook messaged her, and he's sent text messages, and he sort of gave up on that one, and then he has been emailing, and there's just so many ways to get a hold of someone. I was trying to think of creative ways in which, people who should not be contacting you do get in contact with you. And we were talking about this in the staff meeting or show meeting or whatever the hell you want to call
staff
it.
Meeting.
Staff meeting. What the hell you want to call it.
We don't have a staff.
The show meeting.
Talking
Shut
about
up.
Our TPS
Shut
report.
Up. Shut up.
Streamlined.
And it's really scary that can happen, but, we came up with some funny ones last night. I don't even remember what the hell we said, but...
Barbershop quartet.
Carrier pigeon.
I said a strippergram.
Sky riding.
I was saying putting a paper under someone's windshield wiper. I should say, just call me. Just call me.
Going on Big Brother and writing a big sign in which you know that they watch the show, and then you try to contact them.
You know what someone did to me once at my old work is they came in, they visited me in my office long after I had sort of
quit,
stopped. I had sort of dropped out of the situation. I was like, that's really weird that you're here. There's really no reason for you to be here. It's nice to see you and everything, but honestly,
stab me in my face.
Kind of strange.
What about carving your name into their leather seats?
Okay.
That's
wrong.
Not cool.
Morse code of any kind. Potential skywriting opportunities involving advertising.
Smoke signals.
Some sort of, I had said a flimsy lawsuit and an appearance on Judge Judy. That wouldn't necessarily. blog comments, semaphore flags,
Morse code.
Morse code.
And Pony Express.
Pony Express.
During the elimination ceremony of a reality dating show that you're on a contestant on. There's a, you know, coaching a crackhead to only mumble about you. And
anonymous facts from Kinko.
Making an infomercial.
Making an infomercial.
About how you will contact me. That makes me think of that skit on SNL where Adam Sandler was talking about his ex-girl.
Yes.
He had a total, like, you know, cable show dedicated to how much he hated.
That's a good one.
Which Shannon Doherty was the biatch ex-girl. Hiring Billy May. Oh, too soon. Sorry.
Public
too
access.
Soon.
Beach, public access show.
Beach plane banner.
An Oscar speech.
An Oscar speech.
Burning Mandarin Chinese characters into your front lawn.
Ooh.
What the hell?
That takes a lot of work.
Thinking things.
A spot on America's Most Wanted.
Riding on their car in their foggy windows. I love you forever.
Or the dirt in your car.
Lipstick on your window.
Post-its.
Post-its.
Everywhere post-its.
Creating a YouTube channel in your honor. Just, you know, makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Making a podcast about them. We should change the name of this podcast, too. I hate my stupid ex.
Creating
you are a psycho.
Blind love.
Creating a smooth-talking breakdown in a Boys to Men song where they promise to treat you right next time.
At a karaoke bar, you change the lyrics to the song.
That's perfect.
And having a song produced by Timberland and have it going, oh, never mind. Oh, God.
Just like this.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Oh, I feel so sexy now.
Except not because...
Crooning.
Then it's just creepy because you're not supposed to be contacting them. So
what about a candygram?
Becoming a ghost and haunting the shit out of you. Things. I don't know.
Oh,
just,
goodness.
Thankfully, none of these have happened that I'm aware of. But I don't know.
Movie preview.
Dude, I used to one time when I was first in college, when I was about 20 years old, I broke up with this guy. And he just couldn't take it. And he used to constantly drive by my house like late at night, and he had like one of those like rice rockets, you know, so it was very detectable when he'd be driving by my house or we sit out in front of my car, you know. Dude, saying goodbye to a date, and I'm like, OMG. He would hang out at the bar down the dive bar down the street from my house in Mira Mesa and like call me from there and then keep riding up
boy,
and down the street.
You need to be playing something with a little bit more of an Asian flavor right there.
What?
She said rice rocket, Mira Mesa. That's
where I grew up. That's what I had.
Damn,
to
what the
pick
hell?
From.
That's out of nowhere.
Yeah, the Hots were Filipino boys forever.
Creating
still
one
do.
Person Broadway show talking about your former love.
Hot. Yeah, that's what it's like when you got live in Mira Mesa. We have snake charmers.
Snake charming Indians in Mira Mesa.
Hide behind a bush while someone plays guitar and serenades you at night.
Oh my gosh.
Dream hijacking, Freddy Krueger style.
Dream hijacking.
Tin can and string.
Oh, just building a transmitter, putting it on Mount Miguel, and then broadcasting to all of San Diego.
Invisible ink. through an Ouija board.
No, that's just no.
After seeing Paranormal Activity, I'm like, keep Ouija boards far, far, far away from
me. Oh, please.
Burger phone call.
On the hamburger phone, yay!
A reference through the President's State of the Union address.
That's just out of control. You'd be able to do that.
Hey, look, sometimes you really got to get a hold of someone.
Land shark.
Yeah.
Yes, always a land shark.
Small claims court. Just thoughts.
The Nightline.
Tribute band.
The light.
Tribute band
to my ex-girlfriend.
That's perfect. Seems like it makes sense to me. Telephone of some sort.
Makes me think of that movie Eurotrip.
I love that.
Donnie
so
doesn't
good.
Know. Donnie doesn't know. Matt Damon as a skinhead like band leader.
I didn't even see that movie. That's the one I didn't see.
It's really good.
I didn't see a lot of those.
Eurotrip is the
boom. Anyway, anyone got anything good going on this weekend?
Whoa, that is like
is that
drowning.
Loud? I don't know. Who knows? I don't.
This weekend?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to talk about
Wait
New York.
Wait a second.
Oh, go ahead. Talk about
yeah,
New York. I'm sorry,
heck,
man.
Yeah.
I didn't write. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Talk about
New York. Just going to gloss over my
No!
My,
you
glorious
went to New York.
For one time,
it's a hell of
Space
a town.
Boy has something to add to the show.
Go
yeah,
for it.
Tons
end
of stuff.
It.
I'm always silenced.
Sweet
vetoed.
God.
Okay.
Oppressed.
All right. No,
it's
you're
not. About
held
me.
Down.
No. I'd love to hear about New
There's
York.
There's an Adeo joke coming. I know there is.
That's how was New York? Did you have a foot long?
What?
Pajama sandwich.
Oh, they're talking about something else. I was going to say, well, how'd you know about that?
I know how your business
rid of,
trips.
They got, right. they got rid of the red light district.
Trips.
They got rid of all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's in Central Park now.
Yeah.
Did you go to Central Park? Did you go to Central Park by any chance?
No, it's. I was right next to it, though. So I was there for a week, and I was stuck in a lab the whole time. Pretty
blows.
Much.
That's what I think of when I think of New York.
I was able
labs.
To sneak away for an afternoon or an evening, and I drove out there, picked up a friend of mine, and went to the museum.
Which one?
The Metropolitan Museum.
Oh, I love that place.
Awesome. I got pictures up on my FaceSpace.
Now, wait a second.
Yes.
Have you ever been
to
the Metropolitan Museum of Art?
Once when I was maybe like 16.
Oh, okay. You have. Okay. I was just checking. I was holding him accountable. Go ahead. Continue. Yes.
A lot of good stuff. Manet, Monet, Van Gogh.
Yeah,
Renoir.
Yeah, it's
tons of good stuff in there.
You never feel like the entire day has passed when you're in there because there's always so many good things in it. Every single time I've gone, it's been an entire because I make plans to go to a bunch of different galleries and stuff when I go to New York, and then I'll go to the Met, and it's like I'm just there all day accidentally. I love that place.
Well, I couldn't spend all day there because the parking is so extraordinarily offensively.
It's ungodly.
Yeah.
Making you a second ass raping.
Now, wait. Was this
It was so horrible.
Wow.
Did you park in a meter or did you park in a lot?
Underneath the museum.
Oh, you parked in that. Oh, yeah. Well,
that's the only parking.
Right
that's it. That's all they got. So you park there or you take a subway.
Ugh.
And you pay to park somewhere else.
That's devilish.
So I'm like, well, you know, I'm only here for like 4 hours, so I need to make the most of it. So I'm like, I just paid it. So
still, how much was it?
It was $24.
Holy,
yeah, for
God
about
almighty.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's
yeah.
that's
yeah,
crazy.
It does. Sadly,
did you consider? I mean, I wish I'd known. I would have told you to like go to like I don't know Brooklyn or something, and then take the subway in. But or New Jersey, you could have taken the PATH train in. What I used to do is I'd go to Hoboken and then I'd park and take the PATH train in. And that way, I'd wind up saving on those parking fees.
Cause I only had 4 hours.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, that was the limitation.
So
then after the museum, me and my friend went to Times Square. The sun was setting, so I got a Times Square picture.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's cool.
A la Spice Girls.
Nice. Well, that's important that you do something mimicking Spice Girls in your trip.
My hair was...
I try to on every trip I take, actually, is just get one shot of me imitating something from Spice Girls. So especially when you can take something directly from that film. Spice World, I should say.
Now, you thought that parking was bad at the museum?
Times Square?
Times Square.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The worst I saw, $9 for a half hour.
That's BS.
I'm surprised that wasn't for like 13 minutes or something.
It was brutal.
And the best part is you'll go there and you'll find that there's literally nothing that you've necessarily, aside from just standing in. If you've never been, you have to go. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny. New Yorkers talk about it like it's... It's an entire new level of awful in terms of everything is so damn expensive. There's nothing that you really need there per se, unless you're going to a show or something that's in Times Square. If you're just going and you're a regular casual spender or shopper, every single thing it's like an airport times five. Trying to buy like a pack of dental floss at Busch Gardens. You're going to charge like $15 for it. It's absurd.
Brutal.
It's totally outrageous.
That's why New York has to have the best subway system in America, because the parking,
right.
You need a credit check for parking in New York City.
There's just no point in. Next time anyone goes to New York, park in Jersey. That's what it's there for.
Well,
take the train.
I did find a really good price. It was like I think like $20 for a couple hours, which is fine.
Yeah,
I can do that. So anyways, so we're down in Times Square, and we're like, well, where should we go eat? And I'm like, what would Adam Sandler do? Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Carnegie
you
Deli.
You thought, what would Adam Sandler do
That's
when
right.
you were looking for something to eat in Manhattan?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Carnegie Deli.
What would Adam Sandler do?
I've heard nothing but good things about Carnegie Deli.
Well,
I watched
a special on pastrami.
I love
and,
pastrami.
And this place is apparently like the best... anywhere.
Oh,
so
just filled with
I go to this place.
All right, that's too much information. Quimby, you
sorry,
know,
I talked
easy.
Over that.
Yes, it's okay. Yes. We'll be able to work it out somehow in the sound editing that we can keep that. All
yes.
right, go ahead.
So,
wow.
Oh my God.
So we walk into this place, and they sit us down immediately. We're like right next to these other guys, just packing like sardines.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't mean to make everything about price, but you open the menu, a sandwich was $22.
Jesus!
So I'm like, I really want to have one of these, but I cannot justify it. I can't do it. So we went next door,
like,
and it was half price.
That's like Kenner's Fairfax prices up in L.A.
How thick is the sandwich talking about?
They're very big. They're probably about 4 or 5 inches tall.
So are you getting $22 worth of pastrami?
No. But it cost them a lot of money to have that space in the middle of
Times Square,
I understand.
Offset rent. Yes. Yeah, I think that's why they go for that.
It was just cool being there.
So yeah, did the streets inspire you?
They did.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, the streets and the lights.
What trains did you take? Do you remember? Did you take any subway trains?
No.
See, that's the thing I always got to do. I try to, even if I drove, I try to park, and then I park away from where I'm going so that I can at least take a subway.
Mind
just
because
that is, well, no, that's London. But that's just the best experience is just riding around and transferring in those tiny little passageways and just how quickly you can move. I'll never forget one time I was trying to make a bus so that I could get back down to D.C. so I could fly back out here. And I was hanging out with a friend in New York, and I had like 25 minutes to make it from central Brooklyn down to lower Manhattan to catch a bus. I don't really know how it happened. I don't know how I did. I'd make two transfers, but it was the most exhilarating experience, and all I did was make a damn bus. But at that time, at that moment, for just a second, it was I was like jumping up and down when I still saw it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make it. You could almost hear the Laverne and Shirley theme song in the background.
we're going
to
do
that,
it.
I'd be able to play it. But yeah, that's it's a great place. I almost moved there. Sort of regretted that I didn't, but I'm glad I'm here because I'm just still doing the show, which is so much better than New York City.
No, really, honestly, you want to be here.
Yeah, I know.
Over there is just, it's
too
not
much.
Worth it. I don't think.
You can take the Northeast, kid out of the Northeast, can't take the Northeast out of the kid. That's how I feel.
Then go back to Philly, where it's like...
Shut the hell up.
I just go back.
That's what everyone always says to you, and what do you say to that idea?
What?
Everyone always tells you to go back to Philly because you're always complaining about the weather out here or something.
I only complain about the weather when it rains, you know?
Mm.
Nobody knows... Because everybody loses their damn minds.
Or the fact that
there
aren't Dunkin' Donuts here, or the fact that there aren't, you know, complaints.
Good cheese
steaks. And it sprinkles, nobody cares. When it's dumping, pouring rain, and Mission Valley floods because it's not very good drainage.
That's what they got for being in Mission Valley.
100% reason to bitch because
what they
sucks.
Get for being in
get
Mission
over
Valley.
It.
That's what they get for being in Mission Valley.
Get over it.
Oh, cry me a river.
Put on your galoshes
stop
and get through it.
Stop tailgating people, and then maybe you can help out California.
Seriously,
listen.
Stop tailgating.
I adhere to
you're
the
a danger.
Tailgating.
You're a danger to the
stop
highway
it.
Community. Dino.
Listen, f both of you. I adhere to the 3-second rule. So you guys need to stop being sons
wow,
of bees.
Wow, I cannot wait till you get in a car accident. That's gonna be
this
so
making
rad.
You cry, you're making me cry.
That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to Dio, incidentally. I would take that back.
Well, it's like, it's what he wants, so I hope you get it.
That's not real. I mean, I guess it is what you're asking for, but that's a mean thing to say. I don't wish a car accident upon you. I just wish you'd stop tailgating everyone in the history of the world.
I adhere to the 3-second rule. I don't know what you chumps are talking about.
By 3 seconds, do you mean 1, 2, 3? Is that how they go?
No.
I mean...
What are they?
1, 2, 3.
And we're gone.
Talk to me
right
about
up on the bumper.
I have no
talk
idea.
Talk about Dunkin'
the,
Donuts.
You didn't
what
go
about?
To,
you did what, huh?
You didn't go to a Dunkin' in
hold
New
on,
York City?
Hold on. You didn't go to Dunkin' Donuts?
I just want
to
know, what is the magic? What is all the fascination?
The
is it good coffee,
donuts.
Good donuts? What is it?
There are no coffee. Words to describe how all right,
stop,
awesome.
Stop exaggerating.
No,
it's
that's
good
not
co-
exaggeration.
It's decent coffee. It used to be better. The thing about Dunkin' Donuts is that they're so ubiquitous. In New England, you can drive down a road, like Route 1, and there will be conceivably 7 Dunkin' Donuts within a quarter of a mile range.
It's like
Starbucks
on the East Coast. Like you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Dunkin' Donuts over there.
You could theoretically just go for miles, and you might see 7 Dunkin' Donuts where you saw 2 McDonald's. Now, it's not that bad in Philadelphia, where we're from, but there are still tons of Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, as far as the eye can see, just Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. And the meanest thing is we get what East Coasters get about Jack in the Box, which is we get Dunkin' Donuts advertisements here, and we can't even utilize that because they don't have them here. It's the
which
worst thing
BS.
That you have to deal with as a San Diego resident. The weather is fantastic. The people are friendly. There are lots of nice things to do, cultural things. There are no Dunkin' Donuts, so we're screwed. Effectively, we're screwed. you grow up on that coffee, then you walk away from it for a while, man, it's tough. And the good thing is that I actually didn't realize until just recently is that they actually sell Dunkin' Donuts coffee in the store, which is awesome.
It's expensive.
I thought I was completely SOL.
But it's very overpriced.
It is very expensive, but it's
like $10 a bag.
Yes, $10 a bag.
And I'm not fiending for Dunkin' Donuts that bad that I'm trying to break my wallet over coffee here.
Now, see, the thing about Dunkin' Donuts, or at least New York City, I mean, is that they actually have a Canadian chain called Tim Hortons now, mm-hmm. which is even better than Dunkin' Donuts in terms of their coffee. The coffee at Tim Hortons is so good. It's absurdly good.
You're saying that because you are part Canadian.
No, it has nothing to do with it. This coffee is unreal. This coffee is astoundingly good. And next time, when's the next time you're going to be in New York?
But probably this summer. I'm going home in the summertime.
So let me ask again, what is the magic about Dunkin' Donuts?
It's
their coffee.
It's a culture, I guess.
Is it just the coffee or is it the donuts?
They're open all the time. It's not even cheap, that's the thing.
My favorite Dunkin' Donuts in Philadelphia at Frankfurt Terminal. There's a Dunkin' Donuts inside where the elevated train is, and the thing's open like 24 hours. Doesn't matter. You could be coming home
it's
late
better
from
than
a party
Winchell's.
In Northeast
it's
Philadelphia,
really, it's better.
And that place will still be open. You can get yourself a 16-ounce coffee and a chocolate frosted. It's amazing.
It's the fact that you can go into a store and they have them so thick on the ground, they're like locusts. It's absurd how many Dunkin's. You can go in and you can get a donut and a coffee at any time of the day, or a toasted croissant or something like that. There just isn't anything like that here. And it's not even that it's fresh. It's not fresh. It's just the availability of it. And you grow up relying on that, and
it's like you want donuts for dinner, they got you covered.
And
much.
They're going into sandwiches now and all kinds of stuff too. But anyway, enough of this. Quimby's right. We're selling this place too much. Anyway, so you went to New York and you didn't get robbed.
No, I didn't get robbed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, unless you count the parking.
Did you get...
you got legally robbed.
Yes.
One more question. Did you get street nuts?
Street nuts.
So good. Candied almonds.
I didn't see that.
Street nuts.
Candied almonds that they sell.
Hobo
seriously?
Balls.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm no. sorry. Hobo nuts. That's
street
a great
New
word.
York street nut vendor.
Jesus Christ.
Honey
microphone
roasted
fell. And
honey roasted peanuts. Honey roasted peanuts out of the street vendors in New York. Best thing ever. I don't know how much they
it's
cost.
Seriously
now.
So good.
I don't know how much they cost now, but the last time I was in New York was maybe like 98. They're like $1.75 a bag. God
You're
knows
gonna
how
love
much.
My nuts.
God knows how much they are now. They're probably up to like $3 now.
Well, anyway, you
damn
guys
inflation.
Made me miss New York. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Bill's gonna go back for another extended stay on the East Coast, and we don't know when he's coming back.
It only happened one time.
Twice.
It only Never. Happened once.
Twice.
I was gone for a week.
And then the other time you were gone for like a month.
A month, but I didn't know if I was coming back or not.
Well, that's what happens when it snows 3 feet. Your plans kind of change.
No. This was during the summer. This is what happens when the Phillies made the playoffs. That's
right.
Really. And also, there were things going on I had to be there for.
Like the parade.
You know, we'll talk about that off air. Anyway. Another show in the books.
What did we learn this week? We learned that...
Quimby can't keep her mind out of the
gutter.
She
cannot resist a sexual entendre.
True.
God. Every single possibility of one, she took advantage and just went to town with it.
It is possible that Bill can win Buzzword. Mm-hmm. So proud of you, big guy. Way to go.
It makes two of us.
Oh, Space Boy. We haven't learned this yet, but what are you having?
The Space Wife, Space Girl, and Space Boy are expecting our first space baby.
Yay!
Who is arriving via rocket ship and is landing in San Diego.
What will her gender be?
Oh, what will her gender...
Well, there you go.
The oh answer is in the question.
When will the spaceship be landing?
We're going to save that as an
August.
Air check. Right there.
August what?
August Swing 8th. And a miss.
August 8th?
August 8th.
Yay,
that's so
baby.
Awesome, man.
Yay.
She will be here.
That's awesome. All right.
Get your shotgun ready.
What?
Sharpen the machete.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And what did we learn about Adio this week? That, you know, sometimes he needs to update his references. Yes?
Listen, I'm... Listen.
What do you expect?
All I know is sports and video games, man. That's all you get from me.
And here he was trying to tell us that he had a more... a busier life than that.
I
we were
saw
credit
Alice
for.
In Wonderland last week.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
Ooh, that's really living large. That's going.
Okay, it's not going to Vegas or New York, or it's not roller skating, but you know, it's something. It got me out of the house.
Good job. I'm proud.
Thank
of you.
Heavens. Anyway, we're going to adjourn for another week. We will come back next week. You want to tell them what next
week next
shows about?
Next week, drunk and disorderly.
I didn't come up with this idea, but apparently the plan is...
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day, so we're going to have an entire show dedicated to drunk and disorderly.
So does that mean awesome. That you guys are all going to drink?
I am not, personally, because I have work the following morning.
I'll have some beers. What's up, Steel?
Yeah, I'll have a beer.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, crap.
Let me just... Wait a second.
Crap.
The theme to this show... is drunk and disorderly, and you're not going to have a single drink.
We don't have to, bro.
Peer pressure.
Now let's think about this for a second.
Your ghetto card is long.
You're gonna name the show Drunk and Disorderly, and then you're not going to drink.
It's supposed to be topics about drunk and disorderly, not necessarily the show is drunk and disorderly.
I got stories.
I won't give up video games. I won't give up. Jerking
why
off.
Why are we back on that?
I won't do anything.
Which I did,
anything
by the way.
That...
So go
F yourself.
Oh,
and
F
how
yourself.
Was your first night of loving with your woman? How did that all...
Had to go to 7-Eleven for an extra box. For an extra box of Jimmy's.
Gosh, and you swear they like
Jimmy
didn't
Dean's?
Do it for a year
no.
or something.
Seriously.
Jimmy Dean's.
Well, Bill
stop
wasn't here
it.
To see it happen anyway.
Ew! Okay, and I'm out of here with that.
Why in the world? Why would you do that to me? Why would?
Because I was there and I felt like doing it. Next week, drunk and disorderly. So make sure you tune in.
You know
for
when
that.
You're eating a bag of popcorn and the popcorn's
we're
been
leaving.
Good by and large, and then there's a kernel at the bottom that's
we're
just really
leaving.
Burnt and it tastes like crap. That's what I felt like with that last little nugget there from Adia regarding jerking off.
We're leaving.
Or whatever he just said.
We're leaving. The show is ending.
All right. Well, next week is the Drunken Disorderly Show. And thank you for listening. Dead Air on KCR.com. Become our Facebook friend if you haven't already. And
follow us on Twitter.
Follow our blogs, too, because I've actually updated mine. Haha. Anyway, until next week, we will talk to you then. You guys have a good weekend. And good night. This is Dead Air.
Later,
fellas. Good evening.
Bang, 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 ba, bang, 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 ba, bang, 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 bang. I said a bang, ba, bang, ba, bang, 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 ba, bang. A bang, a bang, a bang, ba, bang, ba, bang, 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 bang.
Viacom.